deserved in return. Jericho looked away from her wistful face, wishing he could relate. But the world she described was nothing like his childhood. His parents had seldomly been kind, and the two of them had fought ferociously.
And siblings? Did you have any of those?
She shook her head.
No, it was just me. I think it's why they doted on me the way they did.
And were they good to you?
Delphine scowled suspiciously.
Not that he blamed her.
He was being nosy, but he had to know if he had done right by her.
Please tell me I didn't suffer without reason.
He needed to hear that he had spared her more misery, though he wasn't sure why it was so important to him.
All he knew was that a part of him would die if she had been harmed in any way by his actions.
Why do you care?
She asked.
I'm curious.
Still, suspicion hung heavy in those hazel eyes. She wanted a real reason, but he couldn't give it to her.
Yes, they were very kind to me. Even though we were poor, I never wanted for anything. I think since they couldn't have any more children, they lavished all their love on me.
Jericho didn't know why that made his heart lighter, but it did.
He had chosen well for her parents.
Good. She took a sip of water.
What about you? Did you have a good relationship with your parents?
He snorted before he could stop himself.
But why hide the truth? It wasn't like the whole of Olympus didn't know what kind of family he had. My mother is the goddess of hatred, and my father the god of warcraft. My sisters were the goddesses of force and victory, my brother the god of rivalry. Let's just say those personalities don't lend themselves to a calm, peaceful home. Any time things started to go too smoothly, Zelos was there to stir everyone up and get us going at each other's throats.
And those were the good memories. His father had spent his childhood making them all stronger, his mother filling them with hatred because, in her words, love is fickle and it will betray you, but hatred lasts forever. It gives you strength and it will never leave you cold. The fact that the other gods, including Zeus, swore on his mother and then were terrified to break those oaths for fear of her wrath, pretty much said everything there was about his mother's dainty personality. Her idea of tucking her young into bed had been to throw him into a lava pit and watch as he almost drowned.
Why did you do that?
It is by your own strength that you will be known. You can never rely on another for help. Everyone sinks or swims by their own effort. Never forget that.
In a lava pit?
Her answer had come as a vicious backhand.
You will stand. You will fight, and you will never shame me.
Yeah, his childhood had been great indeed.
Delphine shook her head as she twisted the straw wrapper in her hands.
I met your brother Zelos once. He was a total jerk.
You have no idea.
She should have tried growing up with the mean bastard. Jericho paused as the waitress returned to take their orders. Delphine hesitated when it was her turn. She looked at the menu uncertainly.
I don't know what to eat.
Jericho leaned back in his chair.
Try the medley. It has some of everything. If you don't like it, you can always order something else.
Okay.
She ordered it, then handed her menu to the waitress.
So, have you eaten here a lot?
She asked, once they were alone again. He glanced out the window at the small line of people that was forming, waiting to come inside and be seated.
Daris's girlfriend works here, and she used to bring food over to Daris during lunch. It always smelled and looked good, so I wanted to try it.
Jericho paused as he became aware of what they were doing. He was eating with a companion. He hadn't done this in centuries. More than that, they were chatting, sharing. Something he had never really done with anyone.
How strange.
Delphine fell quiet as she waited for her food. She kept thinking of Madoc and Dimas, along with the others Noir had taken.
What were they going through right now?
She knew they were in pain, and she couldn't stop dwelling on it.
and as she glanced around the restaurant, she wondered what would become of places such as this in the human realm if Noir succeeded with his plans. Would any of it be left standing, or would he tear it all down? It wasn't right or fair. None of the people who were laughing and talking had any idea that evil was around them, that they were on the brink of total annihilation, and that one of the people who could stop them sat across from her not even caring. She watched as a couple walked out the door with their arms draped over each other. Frowning, she couldn't take her eyes off them as they paused outside the window and kissed. They looked so happy and in love. What would that feel like?
You look like you've never seen people kissing before.
She glanced back at Jericho. I've seen it before, just not in real life. He watched the couple until they vanished out of sight. Then that penetrating gaze came back to hers.
Have you never kissed?
She gave him a droll stare. Arik took me to the Vanishing Isle when I was 14, so no, I've never kissed. The Onoroi aren't really big on affection. It goes against that whole no-feelings thing. Jericho had to concede that point. Zeus had done a number on all of them.
Were you never tempted to go Skotai?
It has crossed my